Imagine this. Ukraine, a country already struggling with war, now finds itself at the center of another big global deal. But this time, it's not about weapons or soldiers. It is about something hidden deep beneath its soil. Minerals that the world desperately needs. Recently, Ukraine and the United States have agreed on a draft regarding some minerals deal. This agreement is expected to play a big role in Ukraine's security and reconstruction. Keep a visual memory of these two terms, security and reconstruction. I will get back on this. But why does this deal matter so much? Just a few days ago, there was a tense exchange of words between United States and Ukrainian leaders online. Meanwhile, US officials were holding talks with Russia and Saudi Arabia. I have a video on that too. And now suddenly there's a news of a very big deal being signed in Washington. Is it a coincidence? Maybe not. Donald Trump, who is again back in the office, has been very vocal about ending the Russia-Ukraine war since the beginning of his presidential campaign. When reporters asked him about the minerals deal, his response was blunt. He said, "Ukraine will get the right to fight on." That's a strong statement. But if you closely analyze Trump's statement, the right to fight on, it is clearly suggesting a conditional relationship between United States support and Ukraine's ability to continue the war. For the last 3 years, Ukraine relied heavily on the Western countries' support by focusing on the moral argument for its fight. But now, based on Trump's statement, the focus is shifting. Instead of supporting Ukraine on moral grounds, for the sake of its freedom, the war is being treated like a deal. Ukraine gets weapons and the US gets something in return. But Trump also made it clear that without US money and weapons, the war would have ended long ago. This is a fact. So what exactly is in this minerals deal? And why is Ukraine so important? Ukraine is not just about war. Beneath its land, there are minerals that power the modern world. For example, graphite. Ukraine has about 19 million tons of it. This is a key material for making electric vehicle batteries. Then lithium. A third of Europe's lithium reserves lie in Ukraine, and lithium is the backbone of modern batteries, from mobile phones to EVs. Then titanium. Before the war, Ukraine was producing 7% of the world's titanium, which is used in aircraft, power plants, and even spacecraft. And then there are rare earth metals. These 17 special elements are crucial for high-tech industries, from smartphones to military equipment. Have a look at these 17 elements. These are essential for high-tech industries, including electronics, renewable energy, and military applications. Ukraine has significant deposits of rare earth metals, but their exact extraction capacity is still being explored. These minerals are crucial for industries like electronics, defense, and renewable energy, making them highly valuable in global trade. Now, let's connect the dots. The US, like the rest of the world, is moving towards clean energy. But then if you look at the current Trump administration's policies, it indicates a slight pullback towards traditional fossil fuels, creating an uncertain future for renewable energy initiatives. However, the bigger push is still towards clean energy. After all, Elon's Tesla needs to grow. So clean energy needs batteries. Batteries need lithium and graphite. And Ukraine has a lot of both. So while this deal is being framed as part of Ukraine's reconstruction, it also benefits the US in a big way. So this isn't just a trade deal. It's a story of war, politics, and global power shifts. Ukraine is fighting for survival, while powerful nations are looking at its resources. Will this mineral deal really bring peace and security? Or is it just another chapter in a bigger geopolitical game? Hope you find this video informative. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.